Oh, okay. Gary Johnson.
You want to do it now, you want to do it later?
I'm sorry?
Still down to 15 minutes?
Yeah, keep it around there if you can. I'm not going to stop you in the middle of a sentence or anything, but.
Okay.
Like Renee, I'd like to thank you for the time that you've given us in the past, and I'll continue in the future to talk with you about the issues as they arise. I'd like also to acknowledge and thank all the people in the audience who have shown up. Maybe count the gray hairs back there. One of the points I think that I've made several times is that there are 270 of us out of 500 in Tier 1 who are 80 or older. There's a lesson to be learned in that. If you take an actuarial list, I think that we're probably beyond what the actuarial says is our shelf life. We are leaving more rapidly than you are hiring people to replace us, and the ones you're hiring to replace us are not going to have benefits. And on average, each of us has, half of us have a spouse, and so when we leave, you don't have to pay that benefit, and you end up having 1.5 people whose medical bills you don't have to pay for. Won't go any farther than that. Basically, this is who we are. What I want to talk about, I think, is that we're here because of $2.4 million. We wouldn't be here otherwise. And it's not found money, in my opinion. It's not like we get all adjourned and go out on Daly Road and begin to look around and pick up $12,400,000 bills and bring it in here and spend it. It's not like CalPERS is going to back up a Brinks truck with that much money and start wheeling it in. It's part of the existing budget. And what you're proposing is that because CalPERS is willing to offer you benefits for $12.4 million less than you're currently paying, it allows you to make the biggest budget transfer in 57 years of district budgets from where it is in benefits, about a third of the whole benefit cost, into another category where you have certain things that you would like to spend it on. And I won't deny the value of any of those things, but it's a massive change. It's something that normally is negotiated between the unions in terms of compensation on the one side, salary, on the other side, benefits. It means that I think if you go to CalPERS, they now will determine what the coverage is, what each plan covers, and also the cost. You will represent 1/1,000th of the membership by organizations in CalPERS, and that much in terms of the membership we contribute, meaning you have no say at all. They're going to tell you what the benefit package is. They're going to tell you what the price is. And it means that in the future, neither of the unions are going to be able to have a full negotiation of salary and benefits. They're only going to be able to negotiate what's left in salary, for salary, and they're not going to be able to have the chance, as we got to where we are by over time, trading benefits for salary and trading salary for benefits and making adjustments along the way to get to the fullness of the package we have. So I'm concerned, as I said before, it's a one-way street. You're never going to be able to go back to what you have now in terms of the power to make decisions over those issues, to negotiate those issues. So I think that the money is the crucial issue. Several other issues I'm concerned about. One is I'm disturbed, I'm angry, I'm disappointed, I'm fearful that we're now with one of the unions past negotiation to mediation. There's two more steps to imposition. We've gone fairly quickly to the one we're at. And it appears to me from the outside, and I'm not speaking with any internal knowledge, I'm just speaking from my own observation, trying to conceptually understand what's going on, that basically there has not been much negotiation take place, particularly in the faculty area, and I don't think it's even possible. Diane, we ask, essentially, we ask when it became apparent that the district was intrigued by CalPERS and the savings back last March, if we could have copies of all the plans and all the materials that exposed everything that we could study and learn and know about CalPERS and all of its plans and all of its existences. We ask and nothing happened. We ask in May, nothing happened. We ask in July, nothing happened. I brought it up the first meeting in September that I spoke, and Diane, thank you, you turned immediately to Greg and said, please let them have that information. On the 25th of September, we got three big box loads. Up to that time, the sum of looking at what it was about to go to CalPERS was as big as this piece of paper. It never went past that. It talked about deductible and copay. It compared across the board each of the plans. Well, this in reality is the plan. Our plan for Anthem is 150 pages for both organizations. The plan for basic plan, there's three options. You're asking us to look at the offering the middle plan. We asked to see that plan plus the other one. They're up to 180 pages. So the basic, we've looked at two of those that are 80. We've looked at the choice and the care plan for the Medicare at that. So at this point, we've had 9 weeks with the information. We've been able to distill from that two spreadsheets, line by line, comparing the current two plans, the basic two plans, the retiree two plans, in detail. We've shared them with the units. They have had no time to digest. That was last week. From that, we've extracted 15 pages of questions and concerns and issues that come out of it. Our conclusion is that what we have in either plan is better than anything being offered under the basic and anything offered under the retiree in terms of what the status quo versus that happens to be. It seems to me that for negotiation to be able to take place, the information that we have just gotten and just gotten to this point to be able to get our hands on and maybe get more than our fingers on is the basis for people to be able to sit down and negotiate, to be able to know what the cost of things are so they can potentially trade back and forth. I envision it's like the AFT on one side, the district on the other units the same, with French being talked on one hand and English on the other. A brilliant thing was issued, I think, at the last meeting when we met with both of the units, that what they need and what we need to have is the current Anthem plan laid out in total next to the entire basic and retiree plan from CalPERS, and have Anthem sit down and say, when they re-rate, this is why you're going to have an increase because of your loss ratio. This is what $200 worth of deductible cost. They're saying $500. So what's the savings there? What are the savings that transfer back and forth so that it's possible to sit down and have a discussion? We have now gotten most of that information. We've digested a good part of it. We have so many questions. We're asking to meet with CalPERS and all of the bodies that are part of the CalPERS program to ask them the questions that we need to know to verify information. We'd like to do that and have it scheduled possibly in the last half of January. We would like, I guess, because I don't think it's possible without all of this information on the table for the units to sit down and negotiate, for them to break the logjam that's there, to know on a game board what everything costs, what the options are, what we could trade here and there, what the prices of the things that we trade here and there. And so we would like time to have that possibility arise, for them to wrap their head around all this information, to digest it. You're essentially saying that three of you at least, and maybe more, I don't know, that you want to go, the proposal on the table is to go to CalPERS. Their salary, if you take it, that you can use toward paying for part of the benefit that's going to cost you more, which was part of the proposal, and that if you don't, you don't get the money, and you were now potentially at the second step down the road to being able to impose. It seems to me incredibly tragic, and I would say reckless, to not have an opportunity to get all of the information that's pertinent, stuff we can talk about, who the retiree is, what their ages are, where they fit in all of the promises or the contracts. Since what you're headed toward is essentially exploding the existing contract and all of the previous contracts that carry over the same language, and potentially having a strike at the end and having to rewrite benefits and salary into the schedule with the contract. We have a settlement that it took almost 4 years to get to. I would say between us and the district, $750,000. What you're proposing to do with us in terms of Medicare is found nowhere in a contract and nowhere there. And so therefore, if the only option, once the if you carry it to the point of imposition, the only option we have is to sue. You don't want that. You don't want a strike. You don't want, and I'm not really trying to threaten it. What I'm saying is that I don't think when the negotiation started, anybody knew the information that was necessary in what the plans really were, and what the trade-offs were, and what the extra costs and decreased coverages were, to be able to sit down and honestly go about negotiating. I think we're on the verge now of potentially doing that. So what I'm asking is basically to stop, give the time to breathe, and get all that on the table. I think you've got to throw out your reserve on the table in the same way. Everything that's pertinent to deciding salary and benefits needs to be there. Everybody has the need to look at it from their perspective and see where things may be possible, that breakthroughs or common ground could be found that doesn't seem to be possible now. I can't imagine the union saying, we're willing to go to CalPERS and turn over to CalPERS the whole thing of benefits, what the content is and what the cost is, leaving us nothing to debate in terms of negotiation but salary. That takes away half of their jurisdiction and half of what's on the table. So I guess I've looked at 30 months of loss ratio over a consistent 30-month period, looking at that in detail. What's it cost for the actives? What's it cost for retirees with the various assortments of what their Medicare relationship is, what it is for people who have Medicare A and B? But I came to a conclusion rather easily that for active employees in that 30 month, the average loss ratio was $110. That's $30 over what Anthem says you can have and not have an increase. If you look at the people who have chosen on their own for almost all of it to get Medicare A and B to supplement what they have and to give themselves fuller coverage by applying Medicare, those 270 retirees average 44%, not 110%. So the fact that we've been willing to pay for that brings it down hugely, and that's where CalPERS savings are. We've looked at all the other ways that CalPERS says that they can save money. They're not giving you an honest statement about how they got to the lower ratio. So there's all kinds of information we would like to put on the table that we think is pertinent to everybody's predicament, and it may or may not lead to a successful conclusion, but it has a chance, as opposed to I think having us kind of pre-set up without enough information to get out of the trap we're in, to go down the road and find ourselves not in a pleasant relationship and making this public and making it an internal fight that I would agree with Steve, we don't survive in this generation. So I guess the plea is please to slow the process, give us more time, give everybody more time to sit around a common table and lay the information out, and then step back and see how it can be used to find middle ground, if there's middle ground, as opposed to what appears to be to me a kind of a more draconian and really unfortunate possibility of finding ourselves in a very unfortunate place. So I'm saying that largely because I feel helpless, I feel frustrated. I feel like we've spent an enormous amount of time getting our head around information, and this process may go too fast for it ever to get employed. And it would be really unfortunate if we have three boxes worth of stuff that has very valuable insights, and it's like kind of unpeeling the onion. Everything new we learn gives us different perspectives and different sense of maybe there's an option there, or maybe there's a choice there. and it needs to be exposed. And right now, I think we've gone forward in ignorance. I don't think the district, I don't think you sitting in front of me know what's in those plans, not faulting you. I don't think the faculty knows what's in the plans. I don't think the ASK group knows in the plans. I don't think your negotiating team, and yet we're negotiating what those plans are, what all of their consequences are. And we're going to a place where maybe three of you would like very much to go to get that $2.4 million. It's very clear that ASK doesn't want to go there. The faculty doesn't want to go there. We don't want to go there. And so there's a need to put in some time to see whether there's a way not to go there and not to deal with those consequences. Thank you.
Okay, before I say this again, did everybody get to speak who wanted to speak at this time? All right. Now we're going to adjourn to closed session where we've discussed items 2.01, 02, and 03. And again, that took us, that was a little bit longer, so we'll still try and get down here about 6:30, but it might be 7. We'll give it our best shot. We've got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, well done here.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Yeah, great. Great. And I can stop it now.